Well, I pray that the Lord would bless us this morning. When Brother Ivan asked me Wednesday night, or gave the invitation for a morning service, I was like, that's not necessary. I'm not a visitor yet. It was, I was thinking in my mind, you know. But, you know, this morning he texted me again. And so here we are. Pray the Lord bless His Word this morning. I do have something on my heart. It's, the Lord's been talking to me a lot about it. I'm going to preface it to say that this is a message really for me. And I think that we can all get some good out of it. But throughout the past week or so, I don't know how things have been going at your house, but when that storm was coming in, I don't know how many days in advance they had talked about, oh, there's a storm coming, right? It's going to be freezing temperatures. Watch out. Everybody get ready, you know? And I think there's some people that take that to heart. And they get ready, right? They run to the store, they buy every piece of toilet paper they got in there, right? They buy all the food, they get everything, and they're going to pack it up because the storms are coming, right? And they're going to be ready. And I guarantee you, you went to their house, I don't know, Oklahoma's maybe different than Florida, but the hurricanes are coming, they're butting boards up. I mean, literally nailing up boards over their windows because the storm's coming. They're being prepared, right? I would think that would be crazy to throw some nails into my nice, you know, trim around my windows, plywood, nailing it up, but they're ready for a storm that's coming. They're being prepared. And I have to tell you, you know, I heard all that talk about the storm coming, the cold weather, freezing temperatures, single digits, all that, right? And I heard it. But I can't say I was fully prepared. We almost ran out of toilet paper. We didn't think about it, right? Think about it when it's almost gone, there's no way to get there, right? But not just that, we had a frozen pipe that happened at our house, right? We weren't fully prepared. And we were thinking about it, you know, the people in Minnesota, they got trees bursting open because it's so cold. I don't think they deal with frozen pipes quite as much as we do. Because they're prepared for it. It's a big deal. They got wood stacked. They're ready for cold temperatures. They're going to have a fire. They've got food stored up because they could get snowed in for weeks at a time. They're prepared because they know the urgency of the matter. And I think sometimes in Oklahoma, we don't prepare quite like that. Because when it comes, it's not quite as long duration. Usually not quite as severe for a long period of time. And so it's easy to kind of get a little bit lackadaisical about it. And maybe not quite go to the lengths that they go to be prepared. They do a whole lot of things that we don't do. Because it's way more necessary in order to be prepared. And so it just got me thinking, you know, if you took a poll of society as a whole, maybe, I don't know, and asked them if they think the time is near, I would think you'd get a whole lot more yeses than you would get no's about the times being near. Now, whether you believe in all the signs and of the times and all that that people want to present to you or not, I would say that many people would agree that they think the time is possibly near. And maybe they have said that all the way from when Jesus, you know, first left the earth, that the times was near, but so what? It's still near for you, and it's still near for me. If I live out to another 20 years, that's not very long. It's still very near. And if we know that it's near, are we prepared? Are we the one that's batting down the hatches and boarding up them boards and making sure the windows are tight and that the glass can't break and that the hurricane can't whip through my house and tear everything to pieces? Are we prepared like that? Or are we prepared like me that, yeah, I know it's coming. It's probably not going to be super bad. And yeah, I probably should get under the house and make sure everything's okay. But I got other things to do. And my pipe got frozen. Now, it wasn't detrimental to us. We got it unfroze. But it's a lot of work, a lot of problems. But you get what I'm saying? Do we know really that the time is coming, and are we preparing with adequate urgency? And if you are prepared, then where is the urgency for those around you that you know are not prepared? It could be detrimental to them. I can imagine that person is boarding up his house with the boards, the plywood, and his neighbor's not doing nothing. His neighbor's outside watering the grass. Hey, you need to get ready. Haven't you heard? The hurricane is coming. It's going to tear through your house. We've got to be prepared. I like the Matthew 24 and 43. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. I knew the storm was coming. I knew that it was going to be single digits, and I've been there before. I've lived in this house last year and the year before that. And yeah, I do a lot of my preparations when it's warm. And I thought maybe it was going to be okay. But that's not good enough when it comes to your soul. To think that maybe everything's going to be okay. I think I'm all right. Do you really want to risk your eternal soul on what you think? He said, you knew the thief. I guarantee you, if you knew a thief was about to come to your house and take everything that you own, you would prepare. You'd want the cops parking outside your house. You'd have alarms set up. You might set booby traps around to make sure that nobody could get in to take your things. You would prepare. You would probably not be there. You might not want to be there. Or you might be the person that really does want to be there. I don't know. But you're going to be ready. And if we know the thief's coming, or we know the time is near, it bears reason that we be ready for it. Therefore, be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. May the Lord help us to be prepared. Our eternal soul weighs in the balance over it. You know, I was thinking also in Matthew chapter 11. Well, yeah, Matthew chapter 11. You know, when Jesus came, the Old Testament prophesied of the Messiah coming over and over and over again. I mean, it was being declared that he was going to come. But you know what? Right before he came, the Lord still sent someone to prepare everyone. He sent John to prepare the way of the Lord. In Matthew 11 and 10, it says, "For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." And that was John that was coming to proclaim the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. He declared to the people of the coming Messiah to prepare them. They really weren't prepared, though, because they envisioned him being something that he wasn't. They were prepared to see something and failed to see who he really was. However, the Lord prepared them with the ministry of John to get them ready, because they were going to need to be prepared in order to receive him. And the disciples, they did. I mean, they were listening to John. They received the ministry of John and John testifying unto Jesus and who he was. And so they were prepared to receive it and see it. And they were able to see it and see the character of Jesus and who he was and the things that he did. And it was, I would say, in their minds, maybe without a doubt. He said, "Who do men say that I am? Some say this, some say that." He said, "But who do you say that I am?" And he said, "Well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." They knew. They were prepared to see him as he was. We've got to be prepared, folks. Let's go to Titus chapter 3. You know, our preparation isn't just for our soul's eternal, I don't know how you would say it, eternal destination, if you will, right? So maybe you've already been saved. Maybe you've already accepted Christ into your heart and you received the promise of salvation through the shedding of Jesus Christ's blood for your sins. You've acknowledged your sin, you've confessed them before God, and He's forgiven you of your sins and washed you and cleansed you and made you a new man in Christ Jesus. Is that all done? All done? Titus 3 and 1. "Put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work." And so we have some work to do, right? We don't just get saved and then sit in our seats and wait for Jesus to come. But we're now walking in newness of life, and He gives us something to do. It says in the Scriptures that He gives us gifts, differing one from another, for the edifying of the body, for the building up of one another. And so he gives us something to do. And it says that we ought to be ready to do. And so what I take from that is that we are prepared to do. Or we're anticipating, if you will, something to do. Are we prepared for God to use us? Are we prepared or have a mindset of wanting God to use us in one capacity or another? And not so much putting it to a point where we only see one job and think that, oh, if I agree that I'm going to serve the Lord, He's going to make me do that one job. No, there's a lot of things that need to be done. You know, I think of the prayer request or statement, if you will, that was brought out this morning about four children that want to be taught about God. That is an opportunity. Are we prepared to take advantage of that opportunity? You know, I think about it, and the Lord has blessed me with four children. Am I prepared? I mean, these are souls that are in my charge. Unfortunately for them, they have to listen to me. Right? That's an opportunity to share the gospel, to share the good news, to give them what Christ has given unto me. And I hope that they would see it as a blessing and acknowledge it as a blessing and want to take it on for themselves and receive it and want to walk in it. But it's an opportunity. But I can't just stumble on into it. You see, like these four children, we're not just going to stumble in on it. But somebody's going to have to be prepared and they're going to have to do it on purpose. You know, it sticks with me. Brother Philip did a message one time. I don't know what the message was. But he said something that sticks with me to today. You got to do it on purpose. If you're going to prepare, it's going to have to be on purpose. If you're going to be ready for whatever it is that you're facing, you're going to have to do it on purpose. You're not just going to wing it and shoot from the hip and everything's going to be okay. Well, when that time comes, I'll figure something out. And no, we've got to look ahead. We've got to be ready for that. And so these four children is an opportunity, and I pray that somebody's ready and prepared to take that on. Because I believe that it's a worthy thing. I mean, take advantage of it while they're there. And be prepared into every good work. And so that is one good work that somebody, Lord willing, will be prepared to take on. Is it a lot of work? Yes, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of work. Will they need some discipleship? Yes, they're going to need some discipleship. They're going to need some interaction. They're going to need a lot of things maybe. I don't know. But I believe that it's going to be a worthy endeavor. Whether it works out or not, whether they take it and run or not, I believe it's worthy of our effort. And I pray that the Lord would help us all to be ready unto good works. Ready to act in accordance to God's Word in everything we do. I don't think we ought to have a mindset where we're ready to sin. I think we ought to rather be ready to obey God. Amen. Prepared to obey God in everything that we do. Not anticipating a fall, not anticipating disobedience, but rather anticipating that I'm going to do what God asks of me to do. And I'm going to attempt to prepare for that and be ready for that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. There's a lot of things for us to prepare for, folks. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Be prepared for temptation. I don't think it's a matter of if temptation comes, but it's more of a matter of when temptation comes. Jesus was tempted. And so you're not going to get off. We will be tempted. And so the best thing that we can do is prepare for that. In one way or another, we can prepare for temptation. And the way that we do that is we read the Scriptures and we determine what God would have us to do, and we endeavor to live in accordance to what He would have us to do. And maybe we can be aware of some of the things the devil has utilized in the past to try to draw us away, and we can remind ourselves of those things and prepare for them. Amen. And say, well, what does the Scripture say about those things? How does God feel about them? Or what are some of the things, the tools that I can utilize that would maybe help me to be able to withstand these temptations when they come? And looking at it as a as a preemptive thing. The storms are coming. Temptation is coming. And will I be prepared for it when it comes? I will be if I do it on purpose. Maybe I do some Bible study on these things and get ready for it. And I instill it in my mind that I understand and realize that this is an evil and it's gonna be detrimental to my soul if I give in to this evil, and it's gonna create havoc in my life. And these are the possible effects that it can have on my life. It could destroy my family, it could destroy my marriage, it could have an impact on my friends and family. And you see it as an intruder, as a thief that's trying to come in and steal and destroy, and you prepare for it. I'm not willing for him to do that. I'm not willing for this temptation to come in and wreak havoc in my life. I'm going to prepare because I see the thief's coming, and so I'm going to be ready for him. And it's not just me all by myself, but we're going to learn how to trust in the Lord. We're going to learn how to rely upon God in these situations. And he says that we're not to be tempted above that we are able. Right? Okay, Lord, you said that I wouldn't be tempted above what I am able. And so even though this temptation seems like it's overwhelming, even though it seems like it's bigger than me and I can't really resist it, it's too hard for me to get the strength within me to resist it. But your word says that it's not above what I am able. And so I'm going to run to God. I'm going to submit myself unto the Lord. I'm going to resist the devil. And the Lord is going to come to my rescue. And he's going to instill in me grace in order to withstand the temptation. And I've got to believe in it. I've got to trust in it. And I do it on purpose ahead of time. I instill it in my mind that I know the Lord has not forsaken me. I know the Lord's not leaving me alone to fight my enemies on my own. But he's with me. He's right here with me. He has not abandoned me. And I'm going to trust in that. I'm going to believe in that. And I'm going to walk through this fire with the Lord. And we do it ahead of time. In our hearts and in our minds, we prepare for the temptation that is to come. 1 Peter Chapter 4. First Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Trials will come. They're going to come. And it's not so much of a comparison of your trials versus my trials. You know, when I was locked up, there was guys that came in there and you know, they were just like, oh, you know what I mean? It just felt like the weight of the world was on their shoulders. And it was just like, I don't know how I'm going to survive this. They just sentenced me to 60 days in jail, you know. And I'm sitting there with a 25 to life sentence. And I could think like, wake up, man. 60 days is no big deal, you know. But the reality is it was a very big deal to him. It was going to turn his life upside down. He's going to lose his job. Maybe he's going to lose his house. I don't know. But the reality is your trial and my trial, we need not compare one to the other. They're both trials to you and to me. And they're heavy to those that are wearing them. But God can help us to go through our trials. You know, I think of the scripture where it says, think it not strange. Like, don't get all surprised. You know, I mean, our family's been going through some trials, you know. And it's common for you to think like, well, what's wrong? You know what I mean? What happened? Why are these things going on? Surely we ought to have smooth sailing all the time, right? Not according to the scriptures. We need to be prepared for trials to come. And we have to have a prepared mind about when they come and how we're going to receive these trials and how we're going to think about these trials. Because it's very important how you envision these trials on the effects it's going to have in your life. Because if you're envisioning all your trials to be a punishment of God and somehow God is punishing you for something, it's going to have an impact on you. But if you can still feel like, you know what, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm in the will of the Lord. I feel like I'm doing what God would have me to do. And yet, I'm receiving these trials. That doesn't necessarily mean that God is punishing you. Maybe the devil is in opposition to you. But the reality is that trials will come. And I think it's important that we prepare for them. And like I said, folks, this is me, for me. The Lord is telling me, prepare. Because I do feel like, and maybe it's obvious to you all already because of what I've said today, but I do think that sometimes I try to just shoot from the hip a little bit. And I'll meet it when it comes. Or, you know, and I believe the Lord wants me to get into a habit of preparing for things. You know when you get sick and you're on your bed and you can't get up for months at a time, I pray that you prepared spiritually. Because you're going to need it in that moment or in those days. The struggle that you face day after day is going to wear upon you. And I pray that the Lord helped you to prepare spiritually, to know who your God is, to know that He loves you and cares for you, to know that He's not abandoning you, but He's right there with you, that He's not going to forsake you, because you're going to need all of that when you're in that bed. I think it's important for us to prepare for it. Rather than to think that we're invincible and that those things won't ever come to me, those things won't ever happen to me, but rather to prepare our hearts, prepare our relationship with God, strengthen our communion with God, strengthen our knowledge of God, who He is to us and how much He loves us and cares for us and how He's right there with us through all the things that we face in life. That's going to give us strength to withstand the devil when he touching our body and wreaking havoc in our lives. We have to prepare, and we're going to have to do it on purpose. 1 Peter 3 and 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Be ready to testify. Not just on Wednesday night. But be ready to testify. And you know what? The way I feel like it, and I'm going to raise my hand. I need this. You know how I'm going to be ready to testify? I'm going to anticipate opportunities to do so. I'm going to want it to happen. I'm looking forward to opportunities where I can do that. And I'm looking for opportunities or open doors, if you will, where I can possibly share the hope that I have in Christ Jesus. That I can see it as being valuable enough to and worthy enough that somebody else is going to want to know it or at least need to know it. And I'm not saying that we have to premeditate and write out a saying that we memorize and we regurgitate something to somebody. That's not what I'm talking about. You have a real experience. God has moved and touched your life, I hope. And in that experience, you should be able to relate that to someone. And I'm just saying that we can be ready for an opportunity to do that and have a willingness or a prepared heart to do it when the opportunity arises. And I think that is something I can very much improve upon. And because sometimes those opportunities are, I mean, they're right there, but it's take it or you missed it. You know what I mean? And I believe that if I can have that within me, where I'm seeing the door, and maybe it just takes a word or two to maybe nudge that door a little bit, and then maybe it can create a conversation, and then maybe it can lead to more. But I feel like I have to be prepared in my mind and heart for that, for when it comes. So that I'll walk in it when it is there. And I believe that God wants us all to be prepared for that. Let me read that again. It says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." I don't see where it says the 12 disciples or where it says the minister. I believe that every one of us has that to offer. We all have a hope in Christ Jesus, and we can share that hope or that encouragement or that fire to someone else. If you've experienced it, and your experience can be contagious to another. And how you relate that experience is going to determine how they receive it too. And if you're not really sure it was a blessing, they're not going to really be sure it was a blessing too. And so we got to know what the Lord has done in our hearts and be able to explain it in such a way that others will know that it was a blessing to know the Lord. I believe we need to be prepared to do that. Proverbs 22. And I'm going to tell you right now that I need a lot of prayer for this. Proverbs 22:6. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." You know, like I said before, we've got four children. Love my children. They're open slates, essentially, right? They're ready to receive. And they're going to be navigating through life. And they're going to meet some things along their way. And there's things that I know that they're going to meet. I have things that I know that are going to come as questions in their minds or in their hearts. There's things that I know that I'm going to have to address. Right? I know it. You know it. If you have small children, you have teenagers, whatever you have. Maybe you've got grandchildren. Don't just leave them to your children to raise them. You can help. But you know they're going to face things. You know they're going to have questions about things. You know that you're going to have to explain some things. May the Lord help me not to just wing it. Yes. Or not just to wait until, boom, it's in my face. And then now I'm like, oh, okay, all right, well, yeah, all right. And now I'm fumbling and I'm trying to, I'm looking. No. We need to be purposeful in training our children in the way they should go. We should know it. And have a reason or a definite, this is the scriptures and a Bible study, if you will, or whatever, you know. But being prepared to address those things with them, because it's going to be important. If I'm fumbling around with my words, and I don't think that that's going to help a whole lot. I mean, it is what it is, and we do our best, you know what I mean? But I pray that the Lord would help me to prepare for that and be ready for the things that I know they're going to face, the things that I know that I'm going to have to talk to them about. Sometimes I can maybe talk to them preemptively before they run into that thing. And I can then remind them of what we've already talked about. Remember we had that conversation. Remember we talked about these things can happen or that thing can happen. And here it has happened. And remember what we said and how we can deal with that situation. And so I think that when we can see the things coming, we can prepare for them. And we can prepare our children for them. So that they're not walking into something haphazardly or without some sort of preparation. And so I really believe that it's important that we're not just winging it in life. Or winging it with our children and doing it halfway. Not fully preparing. And I pray that the Lord would help us to prepare for our children like we would prepare for the storm in Minnesota. And battening down all the hatches and making sure everything is right and tight and we're not going to have any problems in this storm. And I can go lay down in my bed and sleep and know we're good. I could not do that in this storm. I was pacing around like a caged lion trying to figure out what was... I was not feeling comfortable because I wasn't sure that everything was secure. We can be prepared for things. And we don't have to just wait for them to come upon us. May the Lord help us to be ready. You know, there's a lot of things that we can prepare for. There are a lot of things that we should prepare for. And like I said, I pray that we're not the one that is just kind of lackadaisically getting ready. Yeah, I hear the storm's coming. Yeah, I know that it's important that I get saved, you know. Yeah, I know that I know Jesus. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God, you know what I mean? And yeah, I know that maybe I'm not really living the life that I ought to be living, you know. But you don't know that today might be the day. When boom, the sky opens and it's all done. And it's no longer about faith, but Jesus is coming in the clouds, if you will. And you'd better be ready. Today's the day to be prepared. Right now is the opportunity to be prepared. Not tomorrow, not the next day. And we've got to do it on purpose. We can't just wait and bide our time and lackadaisically walk through life. But we have to purposefully be prepared for what is to come. We can prepare for temptations. We can prepare for trials. We can prepare for opportunities to minister unto others. We can be prepared to be used by God in one form or another. We can place ourselves into His hands and allow Him to use us as instruments for His good and for the benefit of His kingdom. We can do that. We can prepare to train our children or to train someone else's children that have a heart and a desire to hear the Word of God, to be taught of the things of God. We can prepare for that, to be there for them. We can prepare to train our own children in the righteous ways of God and to prepare them for life and for eternity. We can prepare for all these things, but we're going to have to do it on purpose. And I pray that the Lord would help me to prepare on purpose because He's told me to do so. And so I want to do that. I want to endeavor to prepare in all aspects and all areas of which I've mentioned today. And He may mention more to me. Because there's a lot of things I think that we can do preemptively. And we don't have to wait to happen to us. But we can be prepared for it when it comes. Pray for me.